Well, still listening to all of that, Francis Fitzgerald is in our studio. Francis Fitzgerald, well, what's your reaction to Simon Harris's election?
Oh, well, a very moving occasion for Simon and his family. Delighted with such a strong result, a strong endorsement for him. That's very important. John Bruton described the role of Taoiseach as one of high office, but a humbling one. And Simon mentioned the word humble there. I think he will be a humble Taoiseach, but no doubt the office will test him as it tests every Taoiseach. It's full of highs, it's full of lows. It's an extraordinarily challenging time, both here in Ireland and in Europe. We have war in Europe, we have inflation, we have social challenges, but we have a good economy, and many would say we are dealing with some of those challenges better than many are dealing with them, and we have full employment. We have the strengths to go forward, but nobody could underestimate the challenges and the short time frame that Simon Harris is facing as well.
All right. Well, let's pick up on a couple of those points with Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent who's in Leinster House. Micheál, I was struck by the comments of Tánaiste Micheál Martin earlier in the Dáil. He said, addressing Simon Harris, things might get a bit more challenging and rockier. So no doubt, tough days ahead.
No doubt about that. I suppose you sense this is different, I suppose, to the other two Taoiseach who have held the post during the lifetime of this government, because it is coming towards the end of the government's term. That is the case. Also, the fact that any government at this point in its lifetime is vulnerable to a crisis. I think they will be taking much solace from the fact, though, that so many independents did vote for Simon Harris there, bringing the total up to 88 in the end. Sean Kenny, the last one to declare his hand this morning. So the government do have a fairly solid majority when it comes to perhaps key votes next autumn and into the winter then as well. I mean, it is ultimately making its way to one last budget. But while there are promises aplenty, and while the communications of Simon Harris, which is a skill many say that he does very well, that was all evident in that speech. You sense there will have to be improvements on those key homelessness figures, and improvements too on the delivery of housing, particularly affordable and social ones, as well as around health. It's interesting that disability has been mentioned several times, and there will be a cabinet committee set up on disability now. Notably yesterday, here in a Dáil committee room, there were several hours of testimony given by people with disabilities, many of them saying that they feel like second-class citizens. That's a situation that the new Taoiseach will have to remedy quickly.
All right, Micheál, we'll leave it there. Thanks also to Francis Fitzgerald for joining us, and the members of the government parties gathering outside Leinster House now in the sunshine on this April day, preparing to see Simon Harris depart for Áras an Uachtaráin as the day's events unfold.